As you heard Connor reporting in the bulletin, human remains exhumed in November from a family plot at a graveyard in Aniala near Castleblaney in County Monaghan are not those of Joe Linsky, who was abducted, murdered and disappeared by the IRA over 50 years ago. The Independent Commission for the Location of the Victims' Remains, or the Disappeared Commission, say the remains are also not of those belonging to the family buried in the grave, or any of the remaining members of the disappeared. John Hill is with us. He's lead investigator with the Independent Commission. John Hill, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call.
Good morning. You're welcome.
What happened?
Beg pardon, sorry?
What happened here, Joe, or John?
Well, we undertook the exhumation back in November based upon credible information, and it all related to information that was provided to us some years ago. It related to a time frame and a location in and around the time that Joe Linsky went missing, and so it was one that we felt it was justified in continuing on to the exhumation stage. Unfortunately, during that exhumation stage, a number of bodies were recovered from that grave, as they should have been, and then continuing on from there, the forensic examination has determined that none of those relate to those of Joe Linsky, nor any of the other disappeared.
Did you believe that Joe Linsky was buried in another family's plot in a graveyard in Aniala?
Well, of course, that was why we undertook the exhumation. And when I say we believed, we hoped. It was never direct. This is exactly where Joe Linsky was buried. Although, interestingly, some stories have appeared in the media post the event, post our exhumation, saying exactly that. But unfortunately, that hasn't proved to be the case.
It's a very cruel twist, as our Northern correspondent described it, for the Linsky family. Have you spoken to them?
Yes, I have, and it is an especially cruel twist to them. This isn't the first time this has happened, and it's just so tragic that an event such as this has happened to the same family on two occasions. On the first occasion, back in 2012, I think it was, we recovered the remains of Seamus Wright and Kevin McKee, and again, that was we were undertaking a search for Joe Linsky. Sadly, it wasn't Joe Linsky, but fortunately, it was two others that disappeared on this occasion. However, unfortunately, it has proved not to be the case. So I have spoken to them. Yes, they are naturally disappointed. We've been cautious around our approach ever since the exhumation because it wasn't definitive, as I say. So much as we were hopeful, we were cautious around that.
What can you tell us about the information that you received that led you to this exhumation?
Well, I can't tell you anything about the information. You know, all information that comes to the Commission is completely confidential. What I can say is that the exhumation, as is demanded by legislation, was undertaken in conjunction with Angada Shekhan. Some of that information is provided to them to support the application, and it goes through a legal process through the coroner, then on to the Justice Minister, so it isn't one that's taken lightly. But there are details within that information and people who provide that information that can't be shared beyond the confidentiality of the Commission.
Can you just explain why you can't tell us any more about that information? Has it come from more than one source, for example?
Yes, it has. Yes, there's a number of strands of information that put together have led us to that exhumation.
What about the family who owned the plot? Have you spoken to them and how are they now?
I haven't personally spoken to them. One of my colleagues has. We have other officers who have engaged with those over a period of time. They're disappointed that it hasn't proved to be that of Joe Linsky, because obviously it would bring an end to that suffering for the Linsky family. But they've been very supportive and cooperated completely throughout the process.
So whose are the remains?
Well, that's now a matter for Angada Shekhan to undertake investigations. Our remit is very strict, and it only entails those of the disappeared, so falling strictly within that arena. So any inquiries beyond that are undertaken by Angada Shekhan in reporting back to the coroner.
Given your expertise, could the remains be someone who was buried there before the current family acquired this plot?
I couldn't exclude any of those possibilities.
Have you encountered much disinformation in relation to the whereabouts of the disappeared in the time of your work?
We've encountered information that has been incorrect, but I don't think it would be right to call it disinformation, which kind of suggests that it's been maliciously provided to us. And I hadn't ever seen that to be the case, but certainly information is provided often in good faith that proves to be inaccurate. It's just the nature of the work that we do. Unfortunately, these events were never documented. They were never spoken about for many, many years. And as you've rightly said, it's well over 50 years since he even went missing. And it wasn't until 2010 that it was even accepted that he had been killed and disappeared, as we call it. So it's not surprising that there's a lack of information around the time when this happened, which makes it very difficult now to go back and try and recover from.
So what now in the search for Joe Linsky's remains?
Well, again, we will appeal for any information that could help us with that. We do have other strands of information that continue to be investigated and always have been, but this was our best hope, and there is no doubt about that. The Republican movement, who we engage with on a regular basis, have never supported this, incidentally. They've always felt that they couldn't provide information that suggested that he was buried in this graveyard. But however, they couldn't provide information that would suggest where he is buried, and that still continues to be the case. Mainly, they say, due to the fact that those involved are deceased, are dead, and no longer able to provide that information. So we have been able to, or we have been obliged to act and react to the information that we have.
John Hill, thank you very much for speaking with us. John Hill is lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains.